Prayers reverberated throughout Warsaw's Archcathedral of St. John the Baptist Monday during the funeral mass of late Cardinal Józef Glemp, who led Poland's Catholic Church through the last years of communism towards democracy. The church leader, who was 83, died last week after losing his battle against lung cancer. Ahead of Monday's funeral, Pope Benedict XVI said in his condolence message that Cardinal Glemp had profound love for God and for man, which he said was his light, inspiration and strength in the difficult ministry of guiding the church at a time when significant social and political transformations were taking place in Poland and Europe. Current primate of Poland, Archbishop Józef Kowalczyk, said in his homily that Cardinal Glemp had been faithful to the teaching of Polish-born Pope John Paul II, who was encouraging people to change the world through words and dialogue, and not by the sword and firearms. He recalled that Cardinal Glemp also encouraged the faithful when the Italian hospital waited the fate of Pope John Paul II when he was seriously wounded in an assassination attempt. Cardinal Glemp's encouragement came at a time when Poland, in his words, felt enslaved by communism and there was growing tension. Poland's president Bronislaw Komorowski agreed. President Komorowski recalled Cardinal Glemp as deeply patriotic by protecting Poland while at the same time trying to avoid bloodshed when the country was placed under martial law amid a crackdown on anti-communist trade union solidarity and dissidents. Komorowski said Cardinal Glemp's name will be for always linked to the memories of many Polish families, including my family, and he assisted dissidents deprived of their liberty and their families. The Cardinal's final resting place was in the crypts of St. George Archcathedral near his predecessor, Cardinal Stefan Wyszyński, who he had served as private secretary. Other prominent Poles to have been laid to rest in the crypts include the last king of Poland, Stanisław Poniatowski, Poland's last pre-war president, Ignacy Mosicki, and Nobel Prize-winning author, Henryk Sienkiewicz. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.